Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. Come on, you know what that means. You got brain cells that work, right? Anyway, I do always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. It's exactly how I feel about it all the time. You know, I'm trying to debate on which one of these clips. I've got so many great clips I want to play tonight. And I'm trying to figure out which one I actually want to play. And Sonny Smith is going to be joining us in a minute. And, you know, the Lieutenant Governor. The Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina. God, Mark, I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. I'm having one of those moments, okay? So bear with me. But, again, you know, you sit here, and we're constantly being barraged. As you guys know, that I told you a story about the NAACP and Joe Messina this week. And we're constantly being barraged with this stuff. But I love people in that community coming out now and saying, hey, no. This is not how it works. We're not going to have any of this going on. And frankly, that's what you, any community, I don't care which one it is, you all need to, I'm going to sound a little southern here, right? You all need to be doing the same thing. You all need to be coming out against this stuff, because it really is, it is racism in its own form. The way they talk about you guys, like you have no clues of what you're doing. I know, I hit the ground running, didn't I? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just play the clip, because you'll see what I'm talking about. It's about 3.5 minutes long. I think you can deal. What do you think? Take a listen.
All the way from the beginning to this moment right now, they did it so you could sit in those chairs and listen to me right now. They did it so I could...
Okay, hold on. Let's start off from the beginning.
Young men and women have given their lives for this nation. All the way from the beginning to this moment right now, they did it so you could sit in those chairs and listen to me right now. They did it so I could stand here and speak without some jackbooted thugs coming in here throwing chains on me and dragging me away. They did it so this nation could remain free and strong and proud and brave. And when I think about it, guys, every time it brings tears to my eyes. The way people have sacrificed for this nation. And then they hear people say that this nation is not good enough. That this nation is less than. That this nation is racist. My God, where do you... What part of this country do you have to live in? Where are you at in your mind to say that this is a racist nation? Where? Show it to me. Bring it to me. Lay it at my feet. Any person that thinks that this is a racist nation, look here. I got a personal story to tell you. I'm standing right here and I'm looking at all these different faces in here and I see people that don't look anything like me. Some of whom have embraced me in tears and tell me they love me. And they don't love me because I'm a black man or because I'm a white man. They love me because we share a heart. We share a heart for this nation.
He needs to run for
president. We support this nation where people don't care what you look like anymore. Just as long as you're standing up for what's right. And that's why we're here tonight, folks. We're here to stand up for what's right. Because we know what's right. And we have right on our side. And I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you. As you sit in those chairs, as you stand there, as you listen to me. If you don't think this is a fight, all you got to do is turn on CNN for 5 minutes. And your mind will be changed. And so, what I'm going to leave you with here tonight, guys, is this. It's time to stand up and be strong.
Amen.
You know, I said for many years, if we had a president that would just stand up and say what needs to be said, he'd get something done. And we had one in number 45. We sure did. And he got some stuff done. Folks complained about how he did it, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you like this. Now is not the time to be soft-spoken and timid and afraid. Now is not the time to sit back and say, well, maybe we can negotiate. Now is not the time to put a pipe in the corner of your mouth and say, well, let's see what the book says about it. This is not the time for that, folks. We are in a battle for the soul of this nation, the literal soul of this nation. This nation is actually standing at a crossroads. And a giant semi-truck called socialism is coming down the pike. Now is not the time to look at that, look at our nation and say, you need to look out. Is a truck coming? Now is not the time for that. Now is the time for us to stand up and say, wake up, America! Wake up! You are about to give away one of the greatest gifts God has ever given to humanity. You are about to give it away because you refuse to stand up like those who came before you. It is time for us to stand up, folks. It's time for us to be unafraid, unashamed, and unabashed with the truth that we have in us. And tell those socialist bastards who want to destroy this nation, you will not do it on my watch. You will not do it now. You will not do it ever. Because this is America. And I don't come from some weak, jelly-back people. People who survived the Middle Passage and the potato famine and who survived World War I and World War II and Vietnam and Korea and survived the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Folks, who survived 9/11 and during that was a...
You gotta love this guy. If he ran for president, I would be running around right alongside him trying to help him out the best I can. Sonya Smith joins me after the break. Always a pleasure having her with me. I know you miss her. I love having her on, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be?
One of my favorite intros. Just thinking about her trying to hold her teeth in while she's saying that. Joe Mazzini, your host, and fog of the controversy. Thinking about how much fog she has to push through on a daily basis. Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. More changes are coming as the day's gone. Coffee mugs will be here by the end of the month. They tried to tell me it was COVID-related. It's like, wait a minute, that's like so yesterday. Shouldn't it be, like, so COVID London strain now or something? I don't even know. I can't keep up with all this stuff. But Sonia Smith does, and she's with us again, and she is every week helping us kick... What do you mean, no? Kick off the week? You're not there? It's a hologram, isn't it?
I said I'm up on stuff. I'm not. I'm really down on everything.
Okay, that's a way to put it. Okay, sure.
You know, it just, anyway, you know, it was really great. The BLM, the leader of the BLM in Utah. Now, please, I'm not trying to be funny here, but who would have thought there'd be a, who would have thought there'd be a BLM in Utah? Right. Sorry. But,
it's like a Klan organization in Watts. It just don't right? match up.
It just mm-hmm. doesn't make sense. Right. So anyway, came out and said that two things. If you have an American flag flying on your front porch, then you are a danger to the neighborhood and can't be trusted. And, you know, that we shouldn't associate, they shouldn't associate with them. And if you're a white person, you are a racist. You know, so if you fly the flag, you're a racist. And if you're a white person, you're racist. That wipes out about 85% of the people in Utah, don't it?
I'm thinking. Well, I guess they, you know, they're going to make up for lost time in Utah. They have a lot of work to do there. So they do it. That's what's interesting about the left, is they get her done. They don't.
No
they
kidding.
Don't. They look what they're doing and where they're doing it. That's pretty bold, and it's taking action. And because they're persistent, give it 5 years and see how many hearts and minds they've changed. They will, just as they've done through the rest of the country. They're like locusts or roaches, whatever vile.
I always say the same thing about the far left Democrats. I said they're like locusts. They come in. They come into decent areas because they like how safe it is and they like the schools. They eat up all the resources. They wipe it all out, bring it down to the level of the place they move from, and then they blame the Republicans for it.
Mm-hmm. And then they move again.
Right. So they can destroy another area.
Right. I know I'm not supposed to talk about this to you, but, you know, I'm buying a house in another state, and I've been watching for years. I'm sorry. I've been watching for years, and I've just watched the same pattern that you just described. And to be honest, I have the feeling that where I'm moving to, I give it 5 years, and it's going to turn into California as well.
But you know, I wouldn't let people say for the longest time of the show that it was a sickness. But there has to be a sickness that you're sitting there and you're looking at a city or you're looking at an area and you're saying, my God, it's safe, it's clean, the schools are great. And then they come in and they go, I didn't know there was this many Republicans running this place. I didn't know there were conservatives on the school board, the city council. Oh, we have to change that. Well, you just came from a place.
Instead of going, maybe I should rethink what I've always thought, they go, oh, no, these people need our help. But you're talking about a group of people who don't have self-awareness. And, you know, I've got people in my family who, by no fault of their own, because they're cuckoo, they don't have the ability to have self-awareness. So I agree that it's a sickness. When you can't reason and you can't put those thoughts together that your policies are the very things that have changed the city. I look at California. There is a homeless problem on every street, on every off-ramp. It's filthy. It's ridiculous. It's just sad. And I come from Los Angeles, so to see the changes is just heartbreaking.
Oh, it is. And I didn't grow up here, but, you know, I think I've been out here, got to be close to 30 years.
Oh,
and from Boston. And I look around, and I've seen massive changes,
mm-hmm.
and they're not for the good. I mean, the downtown sidewalks in some of the areas of L.A. are, what are they, like 8-10 feet deep, you know, the old-fashioned ones were, and they're 3/10 deep now, you know, everywhere.
And then you have the left riding their little bicycles with their little helmets on and their little elbow pads and their little water bottles, and they're just like riding past like it doesn't exist.
Like they don't even exist.
It's the craziest thing. They still feel good about themselves. You know, and I really try to be nice about the left, but I can't. They're
getting
destructive.
The point is pretty hard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They're destructive, and they're not willing to have the conversation.
No.
If they could have the conversation, maybe we could get somewhere, but they're more into shutting you up or walking out of the room or calling you names. You know, that's been their tactic for a long time. We're just now talking about it.
Yeah. It's too bad, too, because, again, there was a time I was thinking about it, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s. And even though they weren't really on the same page with a lot of things, there was still a lot the ability to come together for real bad issues and fix things. And it was also an understanding that there was a budget. You know, remember in the 70s, you know, there were things that school districts couldn't have and cities couldn't have because money was just not in the budget. And I've noticed in the last, probably 20 years, there's no discussion of revenue other than we will tax people more, right? And we're still not hitting those numbers in taxation. So I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I think it's because the reasonable liberals have been taken over by the socialist left. So the reason we at one point could agree on things that would make our country better. At one point we could agree that having a huge homeless problem is a bad thing and that we should try to find a way to remedy this. And then remember it turned into if you're saying that then you're being elitist or if they called us names for, you know, not accepting that these people are on the streets. And that's when you get things like San Francisco from the left who will put, you know, give them needles and they can defecate on the street. They'll just hire more people to be a pooper scooper, you know. So I think that just like we've been silenced and just really scared to speak our mind in a lot of cases, I think that the normal liberals have also been silenced from common sense statements, you know?
It's so funny to watch this go down. And I mean that because, you know, you look again, on one hand, they're telling us how nasty, to your point a minute ago, you know, with the homeless people. But then you flip that coin, and all of a sudden, and I know this is an old mantra on the show, but all of a sudden, black people can't find a way to get an ID. They don't know where City Hall is. You know, black people can't figure out how to use the Internet. It's like, will you guys make up your mind? Or again, to what I like to joke about, absolutes? Absolutely not.
Absolutely
can't
not.
Have them. Right?
Don't try to wrap your head around their thoughts or your head will explode.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. We've got Sonya Schmidt with us. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
It's so funny.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard.
A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that became a rallying point for white supremacists and helped inspire their infamous 2017 rally in Charlottesville will be hoisted off its pedestal this weekend and sent to storage, officials announced Friday. The Lee statue and another Confederate tribute nearby are both scheduled to be removed Saturday, nearly 4 years after violence erupted at the Unite the Right rally. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed concerns over the Biden administration's announcement of a plan to go door to door, providing assurance that the government was not keeping tabs on who is or is not immunized.
Targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with us, and you're up in the chat room texting, tweeting me, and just being part of the conversation so you can get informed. Sonya Smith joins me like she does every week, she does bring clarity to the conversation, and I always love when you're on with me. Sonya, thanks for being with me.
Clarity. But you know what?
Clarity. Okay.
They're going to say I'm not black because I got blonde hair this week, that I don't want to be black. You know, they're always looking for something. Always looking for something.
God bless. You know, it was so funny because I saw some, they were talking about, matter of fact, they were writing something about me, and I always bring my black granddaughter. And I go, no, you guys always bring my black granddaughter, and I don't. So, but further in the conversation, they start eating each other up. Mm. And they're talking about, these white women that marry black men to prove that they're not racist. I'm going, why couldn't she marry him because she loves him? Or is that just the white me not accepting it?
They marrying him because they're trying to prove anything.
Don't. The family stuff.
Okay, sorry. We don't believe in love anymore. We don't believe in accepting each other and finding people who have our values and, just connecting with people who have our values and our character. We're not judging by character. We're judging by color of their skin. I'm sure, I know black women who would only have a white man. I don't understand. I think it comes from different places, but those people who I'm talking about, they're very color conscious. They're very conscious of racism. They're very conscious of their own race. They don't seem to love who they are, and somehow by dating outside of their race, it makes them feel differently about themselves. I don't get it, but I have to tell you, I know those people very well.
Well, I growing up in an Italian neighborhood, with Italians all around me, I will tell you, it was split right down the middle. Some of the women in the group would say, "Oh no, don't be married to an Italian woman. She'll cut your throat while you're sleeping." Okay. And others would say, "You only can marry an Italian woman because only Italian women will understand, you and your culture and your history." And they go, "Okay, whatever. I'm just going to marry the right woman."
It goes that way in all cultures.
That's what I mean.
I've heard more black people, more black men say, "Never marry a black woman. They're too this, that, and the other." And then I know others who would only have a black woman. I think we're just, where did we go to in this country where we're talking about marriage in terms of color and not marriage in terms of love and who's going to be the best fit for you and all that. I mean, where have we gone?
Isn't that up to you? Isn't it up to you as a woman, me as a man or whatever, to choose what woman is right for me? Black, white, pink, blue, red, whatever. I think that's my decision. Last I checked.
You're wrong. You're in America. Welcome to America, fella.
That's my white privilege speaking, is it?
That's your white privilege. That's your white privilege speaking.
Should it be olive privilege? I mean, I'm not, technically.
You're not white. My daughter calls white people pink people and black people brown people. So my grandson goes, he's pink or pink. Yeah, peach. Calls him peach.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, what? I didn't know who he's talking about. They're peach or brown. Okay, because they're not technically white. If you were white, you'd have no color at all.
No, where's the piece of paper? Give me a piece of paper. Look. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No, right. Not white. That's not
this
white.
Is white. I don't.
And by the same token, I'm not black, but I love the term black, and I hate the term African American, especially the way people say it. My sister says it with such grandeur. African American. It's like, what?
Say quick, point to Africa on the map.
Right.
Right?
And tell me what you need to what you know about it. You can wear dreads and a dashiki all you want. But you don't know nothing about Africa. Never.
So many people don't know much about me, but I went to church in South Central. I went to a very large church with a very large black community, okay?
Right.
And I didn't go there to make atonement for my whiteness. But, it was so funny because even the pastor got up once during the February Black History Month.
Uh-huh.
And he got on some people, and he goes, "You don't even know what you're wearing. You don't even know why you're wearing what you're wearing
it.
And what they mean." And he went off,
thank
and he just said, "Look,
thank goodness.
You want to celebrate what could be your, because you ain't all from Africa."
Mm-hmm.
He went on, "Your people aren't all from Africa. Some of you are from Belize, and some of you are from Colombia." And he just went down the whole list. He said, "Figure out your history so you don't look like you're just doing to do." That was one of his big pet peeves, even with Christians.
Thing.
Christians are just
do
to do.
Stupid.
You
just look stupid when you do that stuff. When young college kids are talking about slavery, but they don't know anything about it. When they're talking about racism, and they don't know anything about it. Because, my sister and I are only six and a half years apart. Her experience when we traveled down south and my experience when we traveled down south are two different things. So I allow her to have her own experiences.
Right.
She saw the black and white bathrooms and because of her personality and things, it affected her in a way that it affected her. So she sees racism under every rock.
Yep.
And a half years later, that wasn't my reality. I've only had one basic, so I get my reality, too. I hate to say my truth. It's my truth.
Oh.
But the fact of the matter is, here's the good news. 6.5 years later, in the Democrat racist South, things were even different when I became of age than when she became. So there was progress. So the message is not that America is racist. It's the message is that the Democrat racist South has even evolved to a point where they're not racist. Not as a rule. You can't describe this country as being a racist country, as the videotape that you showed earlier.
No, and they're pushing so hard.
Of course they are.
And that's what scares me with the CRT is that if you're born white, you are born with racism. You cannot help yourself.
How awful that is to white children.
Think about it. Yeah.
It's awful to everybody.
Thank you.
But it's really awful for white children to go, "What did I do?" You know? I can't, but it's the same thing they're saying to black kids, only because of the color of your skin.
Yeah, but
you're going to suffer the hands of the police, the hands of jobs, the hands of education. There's nothing that's going to help you because you're black. So everybody, this is a way to flush every child down the toilet, which is what the left wants. Yeah. Follow the money. It feeds into everything. You know, these kids are going to be depressed. They're going to be dependent on the government. They're going to choose. They're going to have bad choices in life, more than likely. Having children before marriage, no education, and who will their saviors be?
The government.
They don't see this. They just don't see it.
But it's been going on for so long. You know, in some neighborhoods and communities. Thank you. In the area that I grew up in, the north end of Boston, all Italians that just got off the boat for the most part, okay? And they're there and they're working hard. And a lot of them in the early days felt this was it. This is what America was going to be. It's one of the poorest places in the country, or was in the 70s. And some of them are still stuck there. And I shouldn't say stuck there, because it's a great community, a lot of good people there. But they think that that's their world. That's it. That's all they'll ever be, because, you know, they're Italians, they're immigrants, and their family were immigrants, and they're not well educated, and this is it. This is my life.
Well, they're drinking.
It's too bad.
Kool-Aid. And I'm so happy to hear about this lawsuit with President Trump. I don't know where that's going to go, but with the information that they're hearing or allowed to hear because of big tech.
Oh, yeah.
And the media, you almost can't blame people, because that's all they hear.
But the nice thing about it is that it will be coming out. You're going to hear a lot more about it. They're not going to be able to hide it as much as they have been, you know, in the past. So when they start going into depositions, when they start going into those things, you're going to find out truly what big tech has been doing. You don't think for a second that Trump's going to hide anything, do you?
No, but I don't know. It's not going to be mainstream, and people are too lazy. You know, you would think in the age of social media and the internet that how could you be ignorant anymore? Well, you can, because you're lazy.
Yep,
it takes
I'll
a lot more work. Yeah, it takes a lot more work to find truth. It takes cross comparisons. It takes, you know, it takes work. We don't want to do that. We'd rather turn on, you know, America's favorite singing dancer person.
I always love when people say, tell me what stations you're on. And I go, just look it up online. I go, I don't want to go online. Just tell me the station.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. It's not that I have 300 stations, but I got enough where I don't know them all, you know? So anyhow, hey, a lot more coming up after break. We are going to talk about the NAACP. I want to get your take on it. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Sonya Schmidt is going to be with us. Not letting her out of the room. She's locked in the closet. We'll be back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. We should keep the mics hot during the break. I mean, there's more partying going on here then. And always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, okay? Let's not be them. That's right, you heard me say that. Let's not be them and just spout out. Start screaming racist, because, you know, that fixes everything all the time, right? I mean, that really works out well. And I just find it amazing. But let's bring her on, because she always brings clarity to the situation. Sonia Smith joins me, and she does every week. I really do appreciate. Now, Sonia, no matter where you go, you know, we'll have Zoom, so we'll be able to keep bringing you in.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they have that in South Dakota. You know what? I have to say this really fast, because it makes me laugh. I didn't realize, first of all, the movie Fargo is my favorite movie of all times. I even named one of my pets Fargo. And then I buy a house in the Dakotas. And the people are just so nice, but I forget every once in a while where I am. And the other day I was getting my utilities turned on, and the woman on the other side of the phone, she goes, "Well, congratulations there on your new utilities." It's like, oh my God, this is so cute. I can't stand it.
We're happy you're going to be paying more money to us over here. Now, if you were in L.A., that would be the mindset.
I'm getting out of California as soon as I can. Okay.
So I stepped in it, right? Well, they think I stepped in it. I don't at all. And a lot of listeners have already heard this, but I really want to get your take on it, because every time I say something about them, they come unglued on me. And I don't think that they necessarily represent the black community, or they're not doing what they were originally put together to do. So the NAACP, the local chapter, came out after, which is a well-diverse group of 3 white women, 3 black women, and no men, or anything else. So that was great too. I participated in a parade that was put together, and it was more of a procession, not a parade, but where people were to show up and be patriotic and that kind of stuff. And again, we had American flags everywhere. I was on the front fire truck, and they're draped in American flags. My two granddaughters were there, and they were waving flags and screaming, you know, "Happy Independence Day to everybody, Happy Birthday America," that kind of stuff. That was really cool, you know. And one person in the 80 or 90 cars that were there decided, and it wasn't a Confederate flag, okay? It was part of a collage of little flags. You could tell that somebody had put a banner together and put it in the back window of their car. Now, it wasn't there when we took off. I still haven't seen it, so whatever. The long and the short of it was, they write this nasty, and the NAACP comes out with a press release and basically says, these elected officials, they were part of this racist, divisive parade on the 4th of July. And then they wrote a letter. One of them wrote a letter to my school board members, and I saw the phone number there, so I did what every good elected official should do. I picked up and called one of my constituents and said, okay, I have a problem. Because I wrote online that the NAACP was being misleading. I did not get on that fire truck and say, okay, everybody get your Confederate flags ready. And that's the way they made it sound. That's the way they laid it out. Like, every Republican was part of this. So ultimately, the bottom line with it was, is after talking with her for a good 35, 45 minutes, it wasn't the Confederate flag that bothered her. It was the American flag. It was the Trump flag. Because Trump flags incite violence. And I said, you know what? I don't think anybody got out of one of their cars and went and punched somebody in the face. I didn't see that happen. I've seen a lot of videos, right? And then, what was the other flag that bothered her? Oh, thin blue line. And I'm going, you know, I just want to say to her, you sound like the stereotypical CNN, MSNBC robot.
Of course.
And it was just hate for everything. Everything that was there that day was hate. And then when she said to me, I can't believe an elected official would get involved in something like this, I said, something like what? You mean, the reason I got elected to office was because I live in a country that allows the people to decide who their leaders are. So, is it okay for me to pick on them?
Joe, I took notes, and you've totally taken me off of my notes. First of all,
go for it. You articulated it so much better than I will.
Can I just say, A, they're trying to take you down personally. So they're going to look for anything possible. First of all, if she is in, why is she at a 4th of July parade in the first place? If she hates America so much. That just dawned on me as you were talking. That would be the I sent my sister for happy 4th of July. She never responded. Why? Because that's the appropriate response for her. This woman was only there to look for things that she could take you and other people in this town down with. That's number one. So don't even try to rationalize what she's thinking. The other thing in terms of violence and instigating violence and all of that, that's not what we do. As a rule, that is not what the right does. I just watched a movie last night just on the on a fluke. I remember when they were trying to release it, but they pulled it back because it was so hateful, called The Hunt. The Hunt was a movie put out by Hollywood where people targeted, they made sport of hunting down and killing the deplorables.
Ooh.
Now, we all know who the deplorables are.
Oh, yeah, Margaret Sanger played that.
It was painful to watch. But for her to talk about certain things, certain flags, this parade inciting violence, she needs to look in her own backyard, and she needs to be truthful about it instead of just indignant and trying to play that strong, angry black woman role, because it don't fly. Because she's the one, her side is the one. If they were really being genuine about violence, if they hated violence, then she would be talking about her own side first, because our side has not been doing that. The other thing is, and I'll tell, well, one story about the Confederate flag. I have a, you know, a knee-jerk reaction to that, because I've been told that my whole life. It's an awful flag, and I remember when they were trying to get rid of it in, oh, what's her name? The woman who was Trump's...
Not Christie, the other one before.
No, I know, that's the only name that comes. That's my state, by the way.
Yeah.
Christie knows. But anyway, the Confederate flag does bring out a knee-jerk reaction in the majority, I think, of black people, but that's only because we've been told certain things. Now, I talked to my very southern friend, Jodan Gorman, who lost a friend over flying the having the Confederate flag at the back of his show. He does a video show called Intellectual Frog Legs.
Right.
And I because we're such good friends, I was able to say to him, well, you know, it kind of puts a, you know, a thing up my spine as well. And then he told me the history and what it meant from his perspective. And it was food for thought. But sadly, we don't have those conversations with one another. We just shout each other down and say, you got to take that down. It makes me feel uncomfortable. When I had to admit, I don't know anything about this culture. I don't know anything about you, you know, where you come from and what this flag means. I just know what I've been told, and that's when I see it, I'm supposed to think that, you know, the person flying it is a racist to the worst degree. And I just think those conversations are really important. And then the last thing, if I have a moment, to tell you a story about, I went fishing. I had to go right for a week by myself in a town up in Northern California. I was by myself. Storm was coming in. I'm this, you know, one person, single person by myself. I called my fiance at the time, and I said, I should come home. And he goes, no, just stay. The storm will go over. You'll be fine. You can fish the next day. Everything will be fine. I'm like, yeah, that's what you want to say. I'm going to be in the newspaper the next day. This black woman stays in a campsite by herself with a storm coming in. And then this old white man comes traveling through in a like an electric car. He's got this huge American flag, and he's old, and he's wrinkled, and he's got this cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I thought, oh my God, I'm getting ready to get noosed. Right now, I'm going to be hanging from a poplar tree. And he knocks on my door, and he says, because everybody had left the camp. It was the end of Labor Day. And he says, I know you're here by yourself, and if you need anything, just let me know. And I go, yeah, a rope, and I'll let you know. So the storm flew over. I lived through the night. I went fishing the next day, and this guy came next to me while I was fishing. And he taught me so much about fishing, about how to freeze the fish, how to clean the fish. We spent the next 3 days together, and after that 3 days, I was in tears, and I said, first of all, here I was. I prejudged this man based on the fact that he had this American flag hanging from his vehicle.
Wow.
And the second thing is I wasn't blessed with a wonderful father, but I always said that he's the father that I wish that I had always had.
Wow. That's a cool story.
It's in my book. If you go to sonyashirin.org
and subscribe for Left, book. It's what are you waiting for? What's wrong with you?
I know I need to finish it, but I've been busy trying to get out of California. Yeah. And his wife was clearly ill. They go there every summer, and I realized that I'll never see her again because she was very, very sick. And I thought, wow, these are the parents I wish that I had had. And they were white with an American flag.
Oh, you're making this up. You must have been drinking.
Because I'm a writer,
there's no,
right?
There's no way a white person would be that nice. Don't you know they're all inherently
at
racist?
The best time.
Come on, get with
so
the program.
Much. Oh, they were wonderful.
Smith.
They were
Donald
people.
SonyaSmith.org. Always a pleasure to have you with us. A lot more coming up in the next hour, people. Don't go far. I will be back.